Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back Reverend Athena Starr, who's a regular guest on the show. She's a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences, both live and telephone, for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She is also a frequent radio guest and TV guest. She's available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. And so I would like to welcome you, Athena. Once again, how are you tonight?
Great, wonderful. Glad. It's just so nice to be back with you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, yes. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody. It's coming, isn't it?
It certainly is. December's a wonderful time.
It is a wonderful time. And are you starting to prepare for the holidays?
Oh, yes. Just like everyone. Yeah, we're in Florida. We're gotten a little cooler weather comes down here, and everyone decorates a lot because it's a tropical place. But it's really within the heart and heart energy, and it opens up all kinds of wonderful miracles and blessings for everyone. So I love.
Yes, it does. So do you have any special words that you'd like to share with the audience tonight before we start taking callers?
Well, yes, just the message of remembering that this is a sacred season, no matter what religion you are, whatever it is, it's the end of the year where you kind of give thanks, gratitude to friends and family and to the world, and to focus on, again, there's a lot of things happening out in the world that seem negative in the media, but not pay attention to that, but rather keep a sacred space around you and keep in positive light and energy and in gratitude, and the sacredness is in your heart of hearts, your consciousness, your own soul evolvement in this lifetime. That's the greatest gift in the world you can give yourself, is to keep evolving your own spiritual essence, merging with your own mighty I Am presence, as we know that. And the blessings come, the miracles and the magic of this season, it comes from opening the heart to others, giving and receiving, of course, and remembering to give to the community to help others. And the more you open your heart, it's like receiving such grace and blessings during December. It's a wonderful time. All year is, but especially in December, there's more heart energy encircling the earth, and that's beautiful. And I'm offering a special this week. If you call me or contact me by December 8th. I'm offering a special with a session of at least $50 or more, $60 or more, because that includes the shipping. I will send you my Manifesting with the Masters CD that was done at the top of Mount Shasta a few years ago. It's a beautiful CD with crystal bowls in the background and everything, and it helps whoever has it. They say they receive so much that so many blessings in their lives. So I'm offering that with a session of at least $60 or more, and you will receive that as a free gift, the Manifesting with the Masters, which is usually an $18 CD. So there you go.
All right. Well, why don't you put out there the best ways for people to get in touch with you. So, folks, get your pens handy, and Athena will give you her contact information.
Okay. And then I'm also starting a new teleconference series, so people should contact me for that, too, because they can get in on that through the end of December and into January. We're starting a new series, okay, on manifesting from your heart. Contact info is just simply athenastar@comcast.net, or call me directly is better, 808-258-1063. That's 808-258-1063. My website's athenastar.com, very simple to remember. The number is on there. I don't know that the email address is on there that I just gave you, but I just gave you the email, and that's just directly athenastar@comcast.net, and just put in the subject line special, December special, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from some of you. So thank you, and you want to go ahead and we'll do the little meditation now?
Yes, let's do that, and then we'll go to the call lines.
Okay, with the angels, of course, the Christmas angels. Did you know that the Christmas angels come in at this time of year? And that everyone has a special Christmas angel. In fact, mine came with my mother's last jigsaw puzzle I just got for her. It's beautiful. It's called Hark the Herald Angel. And she's so beautiful. She has a violet robe over her beautiful white gown and white wings. And she's just magical and beautiful with long hair. And it's that's her Christmas angel. Anyway. All that aside, I just wanted to share that with folks because some people, if they love puzzles, that's a great one to go and order on Amazon. Hark the Herald Angel. Okay. So with that, we're just invoking all the radiance of the Ascended Masters and Angelic Hosts, and especially at this time of year, I like to say the Christmas Angels, because there's angels for every single focus in life. There's computer angels, there's angels to help you find things, there's the car angels that protect you in your car. There's angels for every focus and every arena of life. But especially tonight we're invoking all the beautiful Christmas angels and the blessings in the Christ light, the I Am presence. Invoking the radiance of the mighty I Am presence, the golden beam of light. And as we're breathing in, 7 to 9 counts, holding 7 to 9 and releasing 7 to 9, just breathe through and just allow yourself now to put your right hand over your heart center and just begin to focus there with your heart center. Coherence within the heart, within your own being. And as you're breathing in, just envision above you beautiful golden sunlight, golden crystalline sunlight, and a host of beautiful Christmas angels surrounding that golden sunlight. And they're all magical, beautiful, brilliant colors glistening. And breathing in now the gifts of spirit, the gifts of this holy, holy season, the Christ, the crystal, which you are calling in, also Sananda, who is Jesus the Christ, the radiance of all the angels that work with him. As you're breathing in, let this beautiful golden crystalline beam of light move down through the top of the head, the crown center, through the third eye, circling in through the throat center, clearing, purifying, uplifting, and balancing, through the heart center, the solar plex, the abdomen, down through the root center in the center of the earth, linking you in with what's called the harmonic shield in the center of earth, feeling totally secure, protected now. Let that golden and silver beam now, because the earth has gold and silver in it, the energy, the cord of light coming up through, moving back up through you, as above, so below, linking in with your heart center and above, with the divine, so that you are now surrounded and sealed in the blue flame of Archangel Michael and his protective angels of light, the blue flame, sealed and protected. And as we breathe in through our heart center now, let us envision a beautiful rose at our heart center. It's multicolored, it's glistening, it's crystalline. The rose is the heart of humanity. Just feeling that rose just envelop your whole being, how beautiful and how radiant it is. That is your essence. That is unlimited in love, wisdom, power, unlimited in truth and in perfection of your own I Am presence that knows all, sees all, and is all. That within you are all the answers, or is all the wisdom and all the healing power of the universe. And as we're connecting now, let us link in wherever we are with all of our friends and family, holding the rose of light from our heart to global coherence with our cities, our state, the state that we're in, expanding to the country that we're in, expanding to the continent that we're in, expanding to all continents, the entirety of Earth, the whole entirety of planet Earth, enveloped in this beautiful rose light that is golden, magenta, silver. One heart, one coherence, sending out Christmas blessings, universal blessings to all hearts, seeing the entire earth now become that beautiful rose of light being lifted in compassion and love and blessings, and knowing that as we do this, it all blessings that we send out return to us in unlimited ways. And feeling the oneness now with the sacredness within our hearts and with the hearts of all of humanity that are all seeking the truth, no matter who they are, what levels they are. All souls are seeking love, wisdom, and power, that being spiritual power, the truth of who they really are, which is the light, soul of light, that knows no ends, that is infinite. And so it is as we come back to ourselves now, our own heart center, giving gratitude and thanks to all the legions with us, all the angels with us, and especially our own Christmas angel that's right there beside us during this Christmas season, bringing blessings and sharing with us joy and love of this season. Thank you all. I hope you come back now and just more refreshed and energized. Okay.
Thank you. That was very nice. Just to let caller 520 know, I've forgotten your name, but I see that you've called back in, and I will come to you in due time. Our first caller is Kay, and I'm bringing her live.
Okay. Hi, Kay.
Whoop. There she is. Kay, say hello to Athena.
Hello.
Kay. Hi there.
Oh,
can you
I'm
hear
so
us?
Sorry. I was muted. Yeah, I can hear you now. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, that's
hello.
Okay.
So I was curious just about, I guess, career and spiritual advancement, happiness, that kind of thing, or if anything else is more pressing.
Okay, one question. So what area would you
career.
Like to
career. Career,
okay.
Please.
And what state are you in, and what is your birthday?
New York.
New York, okay, very good. And just your birthday, you don't have to give me the year, just the month and day. That helps me to tune in with you a little better.
Sure, March 5th.
Okay. Very good. And what is it that you're doing right now in your career? What right now, earth level?
Earth level, doing creative stuff, like editing video.
Okay. First I was getting writing, but okay, that's good. That focuses it a little bit for me.
Yeah, it does entail some writing, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a writer, too, and edit, yeah, as well. I mean, those are your natural gifts, artistic writer, dancer, too. I see that the arts, you're gifted in the arts is what your angels are saying. And we'll ask your Christmas angel here. She is around you. She's very pretty. She's like in magenta color, magenta robe, and very pretty angel.
Oh.
She's kind of flashing in with you. The arts.
Very cool.
Yeah, very. She's saying you're very gifted naturally in the arts, and you're in the right place, and you've been working very hard for quite some time, and you've been laying the foundation. Now, part of doing that, sometimes we feel like, oh, I'm doing this, and blah blah blah. And is it going to pay? And the answer is yes, absolutely. You've been planting the seeds, laying the groundwork. She's showing me laying the groundwork very, very well. And it is going to come to great fruition in this next year, especially.
Okay.
I'm getting April, the month of April. They don't usually say specific dates. They don't do that because we don't do that because then people go, oh, it didn't happen on March, you know, April, blah, blah, blah. So why didn't you? You don't do that. You just know that in that sometime in that time frame is what I'm getting. April showers. Everything's opening up more of the seeds and everything you've been planting, the connections. There's some networking that you're going to start doing in January, February. Some new connections or new outreach or a network that you're going to join around where you are and. Some new people coming in January that you'll be meeting. So, and it's going to just be happening. It will be happening. You'll be guided to it. It's more outreach and connections. So those, they're going to help open the doors and link in. It hasn't linked yet. It's like synchronicity coming together with what you're doing and preparing. And does that make sense what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Good. Well, I'm glad. That's good. Confirmation. I mean, she's very clear. She's very specific, and in the sense of very, very clear. There's no question, and you're on track, and everything's going to be unfolding the way you're targeting it. The one thing, it's easy to do, she goes, you get some in the doldrums sometimes, like everyone does, when you feel like you've been doing something so long, and is it going to... And the answer is yes, absolutely. And you've been doing your homework and all of that. I would encourage you to have a private session with us, though, also, because there's more. They want to do some clearing with you to help you open up your... There's some blockage there, a little bit of blockage in the solar plex, in the throat center, of past things, whatever that is. And what we do is we go into the Akashic records with your soul records, and we help... clear, that's the other part of the work that we do, that I do. Not me. I do it with all the legions I work with, and I've been doing this work for over 20 years, so we're very, and David knows that, so we can't do that on this call, but I would encourage you to call for a private session. We can work with your budget, but there's some, and if we clear and help you open up more vibrationally in the next few months, you will make the attunements and the connections better. It's like you'll be better prepared. I think you know what I'm saying. And that's what she's saying that very clearly. She's showing us that. It doesn't always come that way, but she's showing me the chakras and the areas where there's some holding back of everybody has, you know, different things. And not always just this lifetime. I'm kind of tuning into some ancient stuff there, but there's some things in this lifetime. And we can help you and teach you how to clear that more and realign everything in a very gentle way. It's not no pain, and help you to do that so you'll be better prepared for January, February kind of thing. Okay?
That's funny because those are actually the chakras that I do work on because I know that they are problem areas. So
uh-huh.
You are on point.
Good, good. And so glad to meet you. And you have my number, right? Did you get the number down?
I did. Thank you so much.
Yep, 808-258-1063. And remember the special we have this next week, especially with the free CD, and I work with people's budgets, okay? So God bless you, my dear.
God bless. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless, Kay. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to move on to my caller. I've forgotten her name, but she called back, area code 520. Tell me your name again, please.
Lisa.
Ah, yes. Okay. Well, I'm glad you made it. And I see that you've had a little bit of trouble. So say hello to Athena.
Hello.
Hi, Alicia. I don't know if I talked to you ever before, but you seem familiar. What is your date of birth?
9/20/62.
Okay. And what state are you in?
Arizona.
Okay. You seem familiar to me, but go ahead. What is the one question you would like to ask, Alicia?
Well, I'd like to see things, come to a completion as far as, the job and, becoming hired on, that kind of thing.
Becoming what?
Hired.
Oh, okay. So aren't you in a job right now, though?
No, there are lots of...
So you have a job, it's just mixed kind of things, and yes, you're doing little things, bits and pieces, I see that. Okay, so the job, when you're talking about a job, but it's more of your career, is it something you've applied for or you're looking for, right? You're looking for it.
Interviews, I've done interviews, I've talked to different companies.
Okay. Does it have to do with PR or marketing or that kind of thing?
In a way, yeah, some of it maybe.
Okay, maybe. Well, good, because I get you're very good with PR and marketing. That's what I'm getting. You have many gifts and artistic also, writing, very good with that, putting things together, very organized. Any company would be, they would be, they would benefit from having you on their staff. They don't even know it. But because there is a lot of competition, blah, blah, blah. But you also have, there's some kind of resistance or, I hate to use the word blockage, but there's some barrier inside that you're not quite there in your own faith or confidence in yourself. And that's not a judgment. That's just what I'm picking up. So, again, energetically, I could probably assist you to clear that, but it's up to you, and I can work with your budget also. It may even be just one session we could do a thing and would help you. But that said, I'm seeing that there's unconscious resist. It's like things, you connect, but then you pull back. It's a confidence level. And it has to do with some ancient, there's ancient stuff there, they're saying. Your little, okay, there she is. Your Christmas angel wasn't popping out yet. There she is. She's on your right, and she's in green. She's beautiful. She's got a green gown on. See, she wasn't there. And that doesn't mean she wasn't coming. She just didn't pop up yet. So there she is. I see her now. Green and gold. She's beautiful, too. You have a beautiful Christmas angel beside you. So that's good. See, you have a Christmas angel. There you go. You can talk to her. You can write to her. You can write and put it under your pillow so that night when you ask a question, write to her. And it's a special time. I like to think everyone has a special Christmas angel during Christmas time if they want to open to that. Okay. So what she's showing me is, yes, what has been said is accurate. It is correct. You have some blockages, some barriers. We should do a clearing with you, and we can work with you in your budget and help you. And you would feel it after the session. And it can be just a half-hour thing, whatever. What I'm saying is that the energy can, you know, it doesn't take forever. We can do things more quickly now and help people to shift some things, but Rome wasn't built in a day, and it is a progressive. But the point is to recognize that the more you evolve, the more you clear and open up more, that's where everything clicks into place. Okay, that said, they're saying you have done extremely well, you're very well qualified, and you have, you've been laying the groundwork, you do very well at the interviews. It just doesn't quite connect through because some of the other people that were chosen had were more aggressive or something, energetically aggressive, I guess you would say that. So the good thing is what they're saying is it is around the corner. It's within 3 months. Within 3 months, it doesn't mean it's 3 months, dear. It's within. It could be 3 weeks. It could be 1 week. It's there. The right one for you is coming. It is there. The other ones weren't quite aligned, but you also have the thing of self-confidence, self-esteem, and that comes, some of that is from childhood, but there's some ancient stuff that I'm just picking up here, just energetically. When we tune into the soul records, it's more a deeper level work than just kind of tuning in right now. So they're saying, or she is saying actually, great things are coming for you too. And this next position, you will see why it took so long. It will be worth waiting for, and it will be exactly aligned with you and will open other doors also. So to keep doing what you are doing, laying the groundwork, and affirm in a strong statement, like, doesn't need to be a long statement, exactly the next position that you're in, and write it in the present tense. I am now in my perfect divine career position, and I'm with like-minded people. It's a beautiful, if you wanted it to be a corporation, whatever it is, write it in the present tense. I am already in it, and write it out and keep it in your purse, keep it on your mirror, whatever, but really connect with it every day so you become more one with it. So that's what we got for you. And with that said, you have the information to contact me, and we'll be happy to work with you and help you through that. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Alicia. Have a good night. Happy driving.
Can I continue listening?
Sure. You can hang in there. Thank you. God bless, honey.
God bless.
Well, yeah, everyone can continue listening even after they've had their little meeting, right?
Yes, anybody can continue listening. All I do is mute their microphones, but they're still tuned into the show. The next caller is Laura, and I'm bringing her live. It's taking just a minute. The studio is slow tonight. Hang in there, Laura. There you are. Say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena. Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yep. Hi, Laura. And where are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay, wonderful. Have I talked to you before?
Yes, you have.
Okay, yes. Okay, got it. And how can we help you tonight, Laura? Oh, I need your date of birth, please.
October 1st, 63.
Great. She's a 10-1. That's good. Okay. What can we help you with tonight, Laura?
I'm looking for anything about any big changes around work, anything like that, because I want to be able to purchase a home next year,
mm-hmm.
and I want to know whether or not you see me being successful, because work's going to be working out and it's all going to go well with that. And
mm-hmm.
I just want to know that there's going to be some stability there for a while.
Okay. Where you are right now, yes. Okay. Um, Yes, I think you're wherever you are, you're adjusting to it, and they're adjusting to you. I do feel, as I'm looking energetically at the people around you, they're pleased with what you're doing, and you're developing more and more. Are you developing some new things, new projects, or something for them? Something.
I get a lot of different projects, and I just wrapped up several, and there's another big one that I'm going to be starting on.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah, I do see that they're satisfied, or not just satisfied, but people are like pleased with it. They've told you that, right? Have they told you that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. You don't believe them. Here's another one with confidence, David. We've got to boost her confidence.
I know. But they laid off so many people. You know, I know.
And it's also, yes, of course. In that arena, correct. It's like a marketing training kind of thing. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm getting is they are pleased with your work. This big project is a great opportunity for you to really shine. I feel they're showing me your angel, your Christmas angel is golden. She's gold and silver. She has a silver like crown or tiara or something, and she's golden. That's a good sign too. They're all good. Okay. She's saying, yes, this is for you to shine. You're going to take the ball and run with it on this project, and you're going to excel on it and keep spiraling, and it will show them that your capacity and all of that. I feel other people are working with you on it, but you're like taking the lead, you're taking the ball and running with it. And that will set a platform for not just there where you are, but other connections as well. There's like an outreach or something coming up. Yes, I feel it's spiraling, and I also feel like as you're getting into February and March, there's more opportunity opening up. She's showing me a doorway and a stepping up, which means promotion and more work and more encouragement and all of that. So there's no drop, there's no thing of, oh, I'm going to blah, blah, blah. So, yes, in answer to your question, yes. And I am getting like by about mid-year, they're saying about mid-year that you'll be looking at purchasing the home and doing your dreams and what you've been wanting to do for some time. By then, that's what they're showing us. So you're on an upswing, and to stay with that and play your meditation tapes and things that you have as well. And again, we're here to help you if you wish for a little boost in a session. You have our number, right? 808-258-1063.
Yeah, but the only thing, you said about a promotion, as
mm-hmm.
a contractor, we don't really get promoted because we're not regular hires. We're not.
No, but that's what the angels are saying. See, Spirit uses that term often, okay? When they're saying a promotion, they're showing steps up, stepping up. It could mean a larger contract. It could mean additional contracts. But it's stepping up, meaning more money, more funds, more opportunities, okay? And that's coming in the spring. I'm getting by March, but it feels like it's before that. Could be very strong possibility of before that. But 2016 is going to be a very good year for you. I think you've been told that before, and you need to start believing it and knowing it and stepping into it. Because in this project you're doing, this project's going to make you shine very brightly. So it may actually have exposure for other contracts, other opportunities as well with other people that you're in touch with. You have quite a network of connections, I get. I'm seeing, is that right?
I think I do. I guess I don't probably... I have a tendency to worry a lot. So
mm-hmm.
I worry because it's been so long. And if 2016
yes.
is going to
yep.
be such a great year for me, I got to start really believing in that. I just
yes.
have to trust in it.
Knowing it.
That's a hard thing.
Knowing it. And at the same time, it's not by osmosis, and you have worked hard, and you're continuing, and that's it's going to pay off. But the people around you, there's some other connections coming in too. So I feel like this big project you're doing, it's going to open up exposure for some other contracts or other connections as well. So maybe that would be why the step up and the promotion. That's what Spirit's saying. Promotion means more money. It doesn't necessarily mean you're getting promoted to captain of your team. It's a step up. So that's okay. A very good sign, and you got the golden angel right beside you, and she came in very strong and clear, and you should start communicating with her more. Write it out.
Do you know her name?
Gloria.
Gloria? Okay.
Yep, you're the one that asked the name. The others didn't ask. No, it's okay. I don't ask the name unless it comes to ask the name, but yep, she says Gloria. Very strongly. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you so much, Athena.
You're welcome. It's so a pleasure to talk to you again, Laura, now. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a great night, Laura. God bless. And best
God
wishes
bless
to you, hon. Okay. You're welcome. Hey, we're moving on to Lucy. Lucy, you're live on the air. Say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena. How are you?
Hi, just fine, Lucy. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Yes. That's my son.
Lucy, yeah. What is your date of birth and the state you're calling from?
In New York.
Okay.
Day is 10, October 16, 16.
Okay. And what is your question?
My question is about, I got two. I don't know which one is the strongest one, a spiritual advancement or career, either one.
Okay, can you ask just one question, please?
Okay. Which one comes across to you more stronger?
You wanted to ask about a certain person or relationship coming. What was your question about the relationship?
Okay, no, it's a spiritual badness. How I'm doing spirituality, or it should, or career.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought I misunderstood you. Okay. Well, you're doing very well spiritually. You're following your guidance. You're learning a lot. You're expanding your energy. And you've been doing your homework is what I'm getting. Career. What is the work that you do right now in the earth plane, please? Because, see, a soul has so many gifts and talents. That's why I ask, what right now are you doing on the earth plane? And even if you're not employed, it's okay. Just tell me what.
Okay, I am employed. Yes, I am employed. I'm doing auditing claims for the insurance company.
Okay, good.
Yes, doing medical institutional claims, auditing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm getting them paid.
Oh, boy. Yep, tedious work, but you're very good at it. But it's a challenge, and you're very thorough, too, is what I'm getting. You're very good at what you do. You're very thorough. Because you care.
Yeah.
You care. A lot of people don't care. They just do their job because it's a job, but you care, and that's very good. You're a very caring person. So in the health arena, healing arena, I feel you will get into the healing arena. That's what you're developing your gifts for, healing gifts. Different modalities are good to study, quantum touch, healing touch. Reiki, whatever, you should study healing arts because that's a path for you also if you're not already doing that. But backing up, you're doing well, but I feel it's tiring you. It's like you would like to change jobs, right? Hello?
I am kind of comfortable with what I'm doing is at work. Even I like it because it's at home, working from home.
Okay.
And I have been doing that for a long time.
Quite a while.
Yeah, for a while. Yes. The only thing is I the control than they get into, like, we got to do, or she feels, my boss feels like she has to control where we work from. We don't need to move. And then she has the days off very tight for us and all kind of stuff. But the rest, I really appreciate my career. I don't get paid too much, though.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it's tedious. You do a good job, but it's for what you do, you're not being compensated properly. So that's what I was saying. I was getting a sense of wanting to move on from it. And I feel that the healing, you're going to get more into the healing arts and helping people and consulting with people. That's where you're being guided to. You have an angel with green. She's green, which is a healing ray. The Emerald Healing Ray. She's green and has green robe on, a green. I'm sorry, gown on, and there's a little bit of gold in her hair. And her, yeah, the gold is there too. But green is very strong, which showing us you have healing gifts. So your guides are wanting you to develop that more and more, and you will be. That's what I'm getting. And within a year from now, you'll be strongly in the healing arts, if not before. So I feel like your work will be moving in that arena more. And so what you're doing in this business right now, it's kind of like it's a grounding, a foundation kind of. You're learning from it, but it's not the ultimate work that you'll be doing. And I feel like you'll be working with a group of people, and it'll be very supportive to you, and you're going to be very happy in that work, and it has to do with healing arts. And they just keep saying healing arts over and over. Do you understand that?
Yes, I have been with a group for 4 or 5 years already, years. But then sometimes I say I just dedicate myself to be just alone at home, working from home, everything
mm-hmm.
from home.
Yeah.
You feel that the group, I feel, is pretty good. I have been visiting other groups, but I think the one that I am in is very strong.
Yeah.
I also have been seeing visions of me healing a group of people, not
mm-hmm.
just one by one, but all at once.
Correct.
Like millions of people at once. Just
right.
healing them. Do you see anything about it? Or did, that
yeah.
was a big vision that I had many years ago, like 20 years
or,
ago?
Well, we do that anyways. We heal millions. Like when we did the beginning meditation on the call, we were working with millions of people. Trillions, billions of people probably on the planet. So there is no time and there is no distance. There is no time and space. There is no barrier. We are all one. So in a sense, you are already working with many people on many levels. But in your groundwork, on the earth plane, you will be working with groups, I feel like, conferences and things like that. And the group that you're working with, you're like your support group or networking group or whatever, that's a good support to you. It kind of will take off from them, from knowing them or working with them. But, yeah, you work individually. So I would say you should go study quantum touch, quantum healing or healing touch, or just do a Google search on different healing modalities and do some research, because I don't know, that may be one of them, but you have to find the one that would be the right one for you. And you will study that, and that will help you start working with clients and then with groups of people as well. And always do the work when you're sending out healing, send it out to the whole planet, because the whole planet needs it too. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lucy.
Private
thank
session,
you.
Lucy. Just give me a call, because we'll do a special with you this week, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless,
bye.
Lucy. Bye.
You.
You're welcome. Okay, we're moving on to Sandra. Sandra, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Yeah, hi,
hello.
Sandra. Yep. And where are you from, Sandra? And
I'm calling from New York, and my birth date is March 2nd.
Yay! Another March.
Yay!
And New York. Yay, New York. And what? How can we help you tonight? What is your... And,
I think I'm going to shake it up. Everyone's asking about career. I'm going to ask you about love.
Good.
I'm open. I have my list. I've been putting stuff out there. And
yep.
I feel like, you know, things are about to kind of shake up and shimmy.
Yes. And have you been getting out? Have you been expanding your social network? I don't mean just
not so much
on-
yet. But I've been doing, you know, the inner work, and I've been working on that aspect of it. Have I been getting out as much as I want? No, but, you know, it is holiday time, so I'm sure things are going to amp up soon.
Yes. Do that. That's the first thing that I'm getting from your Christmas angel is to expand your network physically, like going out. When people say, oh, come for, you know, Christmas.
Yes.
Come to this gathering. Don't say, oh, no, I'm too busy or blah, blah, blah. Don't do that because the doors, some of the doors are opening up now on that. So we can miss them if we, or delay them. We don't want to delay them. So be
yes.
open to that is what I'm getting. And expand your social network. But get out there more with people, even if it seems like it's, whatever, Monday, go just do that. And your angel is a beautiful Christmas angel, and she's like in ruby red colors, ruby red and pinkish and magenta.
I know she is.
You do?
Well, I could. I like red, so I could see my,
so pretty,
my angel
yeah.
being
ruby
flashy.
Red, almost like a, you know, almost like fuchsia, ruby, and ruby. Beautiful rays of that hue of color. So pretty.
Excellent.
With the gown that she has on, and she has a silver, a goldish, no, silver gold tiara. It's goldish. Gold is in there, she's telling me. So she's
oh, cool.
there with you, helping you. Yes, and that's the color of love also. So there
Yay.
You go. And also, ruby is a spiritual power. It's the ray of spiritual power and empowerment, and that's a really strong flame right now that we're working with on the planet to empower people, and so that's important. So you're coming into that fullness of power. I'm getting a flash between now and February, a very strong potential of meeting a new connection, so you're right on that. Do not hold on to the thing of Feb. Just know that it's already in progress. It's already happening. But expand your network, she's saying, your connections, expand that. You have your list, like you wrote your list and you checked it twice, you know, like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So,
please, I've just added something onto it the other day. I was like, oh, you know what? I think I want that, too. I'll put that on there.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I might as well. You know
and
what?
The key
you only
is,
live once.
Yeah,
and
you're becoming one with it, and that's the key. It's
yeah.
like you become one with that list. You don't need look at it. You just know it. You're one with it. And that is in itself a magnetizing. Remember that magnetizing energy is within your heart center.
Okay.
So, and then before you, when I do soul mate linking and that kind of thing, that's another part of the work that we do. So I would encourage you to also have a session, call for a session, because
okay.
We will show you how to do that more so that you can merge with the essence of that one that is the highest potential to be your partner. When you say my twin flame or soulmate, well, it's the one that would be most compatible on all levels in this lifetime, because we have many soulmates throughout time and space, and even facets of our own family are our soulmates. So it's the one that would be more aligned with you, and to complete the partnership in this lifetime, an agreement, you have a soul agreement with that person to fulfill some important things and projects. So that
yeah, let's get it going on. This is already the second half of my life.
It's time. And also
yeah.
I get travel, a lot of travel, and I see you dance and just play and have it's wonderful
yeah.
and fun. And he has a
I
great
kinda,
humor.
I kind of felt that way, you know, with the travel end of it.
because yeah. I'm obviously not going to have children at this age. I'm 47.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think I'm going to have a baby.
No.
So,
he might have a child from another, but it's not going to be an issue is what I'm getting. It's not an issue that the child may be older or whatever, but I see travel, lots of fun, laughter. He has a good sense of humor. I'm just getting a flash of him. She's just kind of flashing in about that. So she's saying you are on track with that. You've done very good. You've done your homework well. Just some fine-tuning and to help you more with the soul linking. And, just give me a call. You have the number, right? 808-258-1063. Wonderful. And congratulations. That's beautiful. And keep up the good work, my dear.
Thank you. Have a wonderful holiday to both of you.
You too.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Good night,
God bless. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to move on to Regina. And I'm bringing her live. It's taking a moment. There you are, Regina. How are you tonight?
Hi, David. Great. I'm great. And so nice to be listening to Athena. I loved your meditation, and I'm so happy that you had time for me.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I always love to hear the feedback people received a lot. Wonderful. And what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York, and my birthday is 10/28/46. And my question, you know, I'm going to go with, it's about a family relationship with my sister, my younger sister. And I really need some advice about our relationship and, you know, what path I should be following with her regarding her daughter, whose birthday is on my birthday, and her ex-husband. There's a circular thing that's going to be happening soon with us, and so I need guidance on how to behave.
Okay, a circular thing. Can I ask what's her name, first of all? Your sister, please, your younger sister.
Kathy with a C.
Okay. So you've had some stuff with her. It's past karma. It's past life stuff is what I'm getting that you've had with her. So it's not necessary. Well, some of it's in this life, but it's past stuff. So no matter what you would do, and I feel like you've been working on this too. You've been trying forgiving, not just forgiving, but sending love and blessings and trying to clear it. Working on it, and you've been doing well with that, but they're saying sometimes some people just can't, they're not accepting or receiving, and they have their own issues, and she came into this, okay, now it's coming, your Christmas angel is telling me, and she's a beautiful, kind of awesome magenta light and gold light is what I'm getting first off here. Okay, she's saying that Kathy came into this life with some chips on her shoulder, so to speak, issues within herself that have nothing to do with you. And so, first of all, she wants you to understand that and separate that out, that there's all, sometimes in a family we all take on the guilt, the feeling of, oh, I'm this, I'm that, and all this energy bounces off of, people don't even know that. They can be across the country, across the world from each other, but families sometimes bounce things off of each other and blame and all this stuff. Because they were brought up in a close proximity together, and they, but it's their own issues, their own stuff that they've brought into that family, came into this life with. That's one of those, and she came into this life with issues within herself, and she doesn't learn lessons and evolve beyond them. She blames people or things like that. Am I right on that?
Yep. Yeah, okay. She's not very evolutionary, no.
Okay, so I want to make sure I'm picking up the right person. So you shouldn't take on her energy. You should bless her, but also you need to shield yourself with Archangel Michael Blue Flame every day because otherwise you take it on and it pulls you down. You're spiraling. Yep. You're a light worker, and we have to help others but not take on their stuff. That's a key thing there. Do you understand that?
Yes, I'm working with another person at the time, this time, with the name Kathy, who it's almost the same type of thing. And so, you know, that's why I'm asking for guidance. And,
okay.
You know, Michael, with the blue flame, I'm going to take that.
Blue flame, yes. The blue flame of, and the forgiveness flame, Saint Germain, the forgiveness flame, which is, we didn't talk about that, but forgiveness and releasing and setting everything free. And a big part of the work that I do is we go deeper into forgiveness throughout time and space, throughout infinity, into other past lives, parallel lifetimes, beyond, and do a clearing like that. But the bottom line is forgiving. I forgive myself. I forgive her. I release myself. I release her. I set myself free, and I bless. I give gratitude to myself and to her or others. What you want to do is just clear it within yourself, clear it with the other person, and you keep saying that over and over, or writing it down, and it helps release it, so you're not attached to it anymore. Do you understand? You understand?
Discharge, what I'm saying? Discharge it. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct, and then that way, once you detach from it more and bless the other person, then they can start to heal more and release it themselves somehow. That's their path to do that.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I hope that helped you with what's coming up. And I'll be happy to work with you in your budget, too, if you want me to do a little private thing with you. But
okay.
The blue flame, Michael, is very powerful. It's a protection flame, and it also dispenses negative energy, both the violet and the blue. And call on Archangel Michael with that, too, because he'll help you with that a lot. And your angel.
Is Saint Germain the violet one?
Yep, violet flame.
Okay.
He's the master of the violet flame. And Michael's the blue flame. Both of them together help a lot. But the, what else? You will overcome this and rise above it, and it'll shift, and you'll see, and you'll go, oh, and that's like a big lesson for you of understanding that whole thing, not taking it on. Okay?
I would love that, yes, yes. So that gives me hope, and I, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And thank you very much. I look forward to you. This is the first time I've ever heard you, so you're quite a powerful lady. Thank you very much. I do Reiki healing also.
Yes, I felt that you did some type of healing work. That's wonderful. But
yes.
David has me on every other month. I'd love to be on every month, but every other month, because, you know, he's still up. So there
I'll
you go.
I'll stay attuned. Thank you so much, David and Athena. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Regina. Have a happy holiday, hon.
Same to you, my friend. Thank you.
Okay. God bless.
Bye.
We're going to move on to area codes now, since I haven't talked to the other people that have come on the line. First one is area code 780, and I am bringing you live. There you are. What is your name, please?
Hey, David. It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Good. How are yourself?
Excellent. Thank you. Say hello to Athena.
Hey, Athena. How's it going?
Good. And what question, your date of birth, and what question do you have?
Sure. March 24th, 1964.
Okay. And what would you like to ask?
My question is regarding I feel right now I'm very spiritually lonely right now. And there was a TV show I just watched recently, and it really stirred up some things about you know, being normal and things like that. And it was really profound for myself. I've got that out there in a spiritual, I don't know, networking, if you want to call it that, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of people that actually call and say, let's go out and talk about things. So it's just, it's just really an interesting time and period for myself.
So you're on your spiritual path, but you don't have a network of people to talk to.
Yeah, they don't, you know, just, it's really interesting time.
Mm-hmm. What country? What are you in, Montreal or Ontario? Are you in Quebec, Ontario, or?
I'm in Western Canada.
Okay, Vancouver.
Well, one of the Prairie provinces, yes.
Okay, very good. That's a beautiful country over there. Well, there are spiritual gatherings and centers all over the world, from my understanding now, and Canada is, well, especially Ontario and Vancouver. There's all kinds of spiritual networking. You might want to go on, Google it, or go into meetups. You know what meetups.com is? Meetups is not about meeting people for romantic relationships, but meetups is, if you go in and you Google for spiritual.
I got. I'm with some meetup groups right now.
Oh, okay,
so, yeah.
Good. Okay, well then I'm picking. Sometimes it's either I'm picking up what they're already doing or what you should do. Okay, good. That's a good way to do it because it's in your area, but it doesn't have to be in your area. Online, you know, through the Blog Talk Radio, blah blah blah, and then there's all kinds of. Okay. That said, you're in training, you're developing your gifts, you're opening up to your gifts, and I do feel you're being prepared also to do spiritual work, and you just haven't found your focus yet, and that's okay because it's all timing and opening up more. But I feel like you have, what I'm getting is angels around you. Actually, Archangel Michael, very strong, coming in right now.
Yes.
And Bath, you know Bath, Canada, that area, Bath, Calgary?
Oh, Bath, yeah.
You know that area? Okay. Over that area, that's where Archangel Michael's ascended retreat is. Did you know that? His etheric retreat.
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, that's his head. That's kind of like his headquarters. But that said, the angels are infinite. They're all over. They're with, you know, they're infinite. Cosmic, and especially Michael, he's the archangel of all the angels. They have millions of angels in their legions, blah, blah, blah. But over Bath, Canada is his ascended retreat, so that's a powerful place for you to know about and be connected with, and one day go, if you are, you're not too far from there, so you can connect with that place. You don't even have to be there physically. So that said, Michael is the strongest coming in with you. I was asking your Christmas angel, but I almost feel like maybe he's your Christmas angel. So you're opening up and being prepared to bring through more knowledge and wisdom through the archangels, especially Michael, and writings on it, and there'll probably be a book coming through. And so you're in preparation for that and in training, and you're following your guidance like you followed tonight to call. You felt that connection because I also work with Michael very strongly as well, and Saint Germain and all the ascended masters and legions. I've been doing this work 25 years, so I'm a teacher as well. So if you feel prompted, you know, get in touch with me. We'll do some sessions and then also teleconference. And I work with people's budgets and stuff. So it's like a series of teleconferences where people can develop more. But the point is that you are following the guidance. He's saying you're doing very well. And he's nature and connection. It's like something with nature, connecting more with nature and grounding everything. And nature is important to you. And so you're being prepared, you know, as a medium, as a source to bring through Michael's messages and insights and helping other people. And that's... he's saying you're doing very well, and in the coming year you will realize more of those gifts and opening up to them. And within like 6 months from now, I see you like, you know, starting to speak to groups or doing more work in that arena. But right now you're kind of in progress. You're in progress and opening up more. And he's guiding you very directly, just like, you know, everything he guides you to. So he's the strongest consort with you, and also, of course, Saint Germain. He works with it. His the father of the shift on earth, so he's working with everyone, but Saint Germain also coming in strongly. So just keep following that and knowing that, so they're saying that the gifts are opening up more, and that the teachings that I have and the insights and energy healing and helping you open up more, that it would serve you to have some sessions with us. I'm not going to say me, with us. That's what I'm getting to tell you. So you can follow through with that. Did you get the information for my website, athenastar.com, and then the number is 808-258-1063 to follow up with. And I'm doing a special this week of, if you have a session of $60 or more, I send you my Manifesting with the Masters CD, which I did at Mount Shasta as a gift, a Christmas gift. Okay?
Okay.
And you are developing more confidence in your gifts. It's just, it's opening up. It's just meant to be, because you're a very old soul, so you're, don't worry about it. And also, the writing. I don't know if you write, but they're saying there's some messages that are going to start coming through from Michael at some, not too far off in the future. And so to sit and write each week, like one night a week, just assign a certain night, like every Monday night for 2 hours, I will sit and type. It can be typing, of course, at your computer, or writing, and messages will come through and insights from Michael. Are you doing that already?
I'm not doing it. Well, I'm going to be doing some writing tonight, but it's actually on a TV show that I got this message from, and I got, it was about anger within anger, and it just talks about what happens if we have trauma and we lose our powers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to write about it from a place of, metaphysical, but not overwhelming everybody with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's your forte, writing and speaking. And sometimes we think we take our gifts for granted, but they're saying don't take your gifts for granted. And Michael is especially bringing through insights and wisdom, and they're preparing you to write more with what's called automatic writing, coming from spirit directly. And the work will help a lot of people. I see like three books, writing books that will be like kind of how-to or self-help or whatever, in the sense of from Archangel Michael and it's neat. It'll be like people will respond to it, because it won't be cumbersome or 10,000 pages. It'll be just very helpful to other people, is what they're saying. Okay, and then go to Bath. Is Bath not that far from you, right? You can go there sometime.
Yeah, it's not that far away from me, so.
Yes, go there sometime, because you'll just feel the energy and you'll just be guided to, and that'll be very healing for you too. Okay? It's been a pleasure to talk to you, so I hope you'll follow through and we'll do a little more private information for you, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
God
bless. Okay, Jay. God bless.
God bless you. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay, we're moving on to area code 954.
Hello?
Area code 954, you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. My birthday is 12/8.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Okay. I'd like to see if my financial situation is going to improve in the next couple months.
Okay. You're in Florida. Very good. You mean in your, to do with your career, Mary, or just in general?
General, I'm not working right now.
Okay. That's all right. But you do work. You do a lot of things for a lot of people, is what I'm getting.
Unpaid work.
mm-hmm. Unpaid. That's okay. You can still put it on your resume. Okay. No, I know what you're saying. Exactly.
I'm kind of looking towards other areas for the money's coming in, not just work.
Yeah, I know. Good. Little projects that are coming to you. Because, see, it's kind of like a learning for you. And I'm getting your angel coming in now, your Christmas angel. She's multicolored. She has a robe, a gown on that's multicolored, like glistening. Oh, it's so pretty. Oh, she's your Christmas angel. So pretty. Okay. She's saying that you are, her name is Sylvia, by the way. She wants you to know her name. Her name is Sylvia.
Honey, I just got off the phone from England to a 40-year friendship with a lady named Sylvia.
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't it?
It is. So she's saying her name is Sylvia. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Very sweet and loving. She's with you. She's giving you like a little kiss on the cheek. Says you're very loving and gentle, and you help so many people from the heart. Your beautiful heart. So, yes, and the abundance angels are bringing you, and we have abundance angels, so call upon them. But she's your Christmas angel, I would call it, like the gifts of Christmas. Anyway, different project. It's like a learning for you of letting go and opening up to unexpected ways of funds coming to you. Every day and every way I open to unexpected miracles of abundance coming into my lap, or however you want to say it. So it comes
I
to you.
I sure will welcome them.
Yeah, so they come to you in your hands, so that it's a grounding thing, you know, not just out there somewhere, blah, 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 over the rainbow, but they're they're here. They're not over the rainbow. Anyway, so it's like a learning for you to do that. So it's like it tickles your heart, and more things are going to be coming to you from people, friends, or connections, not scams or things, but little projects and your gifts of spirit. And you're an angel yourself. So I feel like you're an angel in training, and you're also preparing to help others, like even consultations by phone, that kind of thing, and help them by comforting them and inspiring them and that kind of thing. Women especially, women, your empowerment of women, those are your gifts. But in the meantime, grounding too much. January, something's opening up that's going to offer you a steady thing for money coming in, so you won't be worrying anymore. It's there. It's already, seeds are planted. They're saying somebody's going to tell you about something. You're going to go, oh, this is great. It's being prepared for you, she's telling me. And this is also like coming back to you from the grace and all the things you've done for other people. So it's coming back to you. So receive it, okay?
Yes, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. And you have my information. You want to get in touch, we'd be happy to work with you and whatever works for you, okay? And God bless.
You. Many blessings to both of you for the holidays. Thank you. And good
Thank
night.
You, Mary. You too, hon.
David, are we coming to the end? Because I'm getting kind of weary right now.
Yes. Can you take one more caller? We're not going to be able to get to everybody, but if you can take one more caller, we can end there. Okay.
Yep.
Well, okay. We're coming to area code 484. I'm trying to bring them live. There we go. Hi, what is your name, please? Can you hear me, area code 484? I guess not. Well, we'll try area code 914, and then that's going to be it. Area code 914, you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name's Melissa, and I'm from New York.
Hi, Melissa. Lots of New York people. Hooray.
I know, isn't that cool?
Yeah, live, Saturday Night Live. Friday Night Live, right, David? Friday Night Live from New York.
Right.
My birthday is on August 21st, 1983.
Okay.
And my question is, there's a guy I've been talking to for months, and his name's Nick, and we met in the chat room and stuff. So I wanted to know, do you see us meeting in person? or you think I should just, or you think someone else is going to pop up? I'm single, by the way. But I feel like, you know.
So you only talk to him in chat room. You haven't talked to him by phone or anything?
Yeah, no, phone, yes. We've been talking about, we talk phone sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time it's texting.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Christmas. It's St. Nicholas, I guess, isn't it? Symbolic. Nick, as in Nick. Oh, let's see here. Little joke there. Inside joke. Nick is here for Christmas. No, I don't know. Hold on. Let me just tune in with him. He's in New York too, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Business guy, right? Is he have his own business?
I don't know. I never asked somebody to know that he works all the time, but he never told me about what he does.
Oh, but you need to ask him what he does. Okay.
Mm.
You need to find out more about him. They're saying, I see him with a suit, so I see business, like business, very busy, very business. It feels like he has his own business, or he's a manager or something like that. So he has a lot of responsibility. But you pick that up, right? You know that he knows himself, and he's quite worldly, quite knowledgeable, right? Has a lot of wisdom. Is that correct?
I could say he has a very sensitive side, I could say. Like caring. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, find out what he does. Find out more about him before you meet him, they're saying. If you do meet him at a central place where you meet him, like in a coffee shop or something, so that you're not, you understand what I'm saying. And
yeah.
He's not, okay, hold on a minute. I'm going to ask your angels here. When you meet in person, you may have different feeling about him after you meet him, they're saying, and I don't know why that is. Yeah, he has a sensitive side. I don't know what it is, but there's something there that's not being shown. It's like hidden about him. So I don't know that he is the partner, blah, blah, blah. But he has certain, there's a reason you're interacting with him, and there's a learning from it, and maybe it's practice for the right one. But there's something about, that's why they're saying find out more information about him. Then when you do feel comfortable, no harm will come to you. But when you meet him in a neutral place. But he's not quite cup of tea. He's not like, she's showing me like a cup of tea, and he's not your full cup of tea. He's not your full cup of tea. So they want to, you know, our angels always want to protect us, right? They want to help us, but they're saying he has qualities, blah, 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 but he's not quite the cup of tea you're looking for, but close. So I feel like the next person will be. So that's a good thing. You're close to it. Often someone comes in just before our partner that's really magic. Just before that, often someone comes in that's close to it but not quite there, like in horseshoes, you know, close but not there. Okay, so still be open, still put out the connect, the networking, and Christmas time, and holidays, same with you. Expand your social network. Go with girlfriends to things that you maybe haven't before and meet new people. I don't mean bars. I mean, places that are nice places to meet people. Even, you know, galleries or festivals or Christmas celebrations, whatever.
Or maybe like an art class or something like that. Something simple.
Yes, start opening up to, yes, art. There's art all around you. There we go. Here's another thing with art. Yes, your angels want you to open up more to your artistic gifts and connections, galleries. Like a lot of times Christmas things in the city and blah, 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 you know, things like that. And it doesn't have to be expensive, but expand your network because you're you're not expanding enough. They want you to get out and connect more with other people, and your girl, and through your friends and stuff like that. It's just going to happen, but you haven't opened up that door yet. Nick is some of the qualities, but not fully. That's what they're saying. So just be cautious. That's what they're saying. You'll understand more in the next few weeks why they're saying that. Okay, so your Christmas angel is there. There is a partner coming in, though, in the new year that I feel will be very compatible, and it's around the corner. It's not far away. So still be open and be unlimited. You're learning to be a free spirit right now and not be limited, and you're doing very well. So we'll look forward to talking to you again, and I thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. God bless
you.
Good night, Melissa. Thank you for calling. Okay, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Athena. That was a great show. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to everybody. Area code 484, we tried you, but you were not there. And so I wish you the merriest of Christmases, Athena, and I'll look forward to having you back in January.
January
31st.
Yeah.
And just to let people know, Dr. Bernie Siegel is coming up this Sunday, December 6th. And on December 10th, I have a master astrologer by the name of Jeff Harmon who will give readings, brief readings. So please tune back in for those. And Athena, God bless.
Thank you. It was a pleasure as always, and we'll talk to you soon before then. And have Merry Christmas to everyone. And again, the number is 808-258-1063. And happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.